ॐ ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरसङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। Yeah, so we missed the 40th shloka, so first we will see the 40th shloka. Evam deha dvayadanya atma purusha ishvarah sarvatma sarvarupascha sarvatitoham avyayah. It should be sarva atito aham avyayah. So evam, thus, whatever Shankara explained in the previous two shlokas about negation of the linga shariram as well as negation of the stula shariram. So stula sukshma shariram, both of those when they are negated. So evam, as explained previously, deha dvayat anya atma, that atma, that atman, which is different from the two deha, from the deha dvayam, the two deha. Deha dvayat, from the two deha, anya atma, that which the atman which is different from the two dehas of stula sharira and sukshma sharira, gross body and subtle body, purusha ishvaraha, that is purusha, that is the ishvara, that atma, that atman which is different from the three body is called purusha, means uttama purusha, is also called Ishvara, termed as Ishvara. And he is, what is his nature then? Avyayaha, he is immutable. And Aham, I am that Atman. What are more of his characteristics? Avyayaha, immutable, unchanging, means ever steady, that means Nityam, Satyam, everything we can say. And he is Sarva Atma, he is the Atman of all. Atman of all means he is the essence of all beings. Whatever we can see, whatever we can perceive in the world, that has for essence this Purusha, this Atma. That means whatever we see is only a Nama Rupam in the reality of Brahman or Atman. Therefore, in essence, he is the Atman for all, everything that we can see, whether living or non-living. So Sarva Atma, he is the Atman of everything, he is the essence of everything. Sarva Rupascha, he is all the Rupam, he is all the form that we can say. That means we know that all the Nama Rupam has for its essence the Atman. That means all Nama Rupam are Ishvara, that Purusha, that Atman alone. So he is Sarvatma, he is Sarva Rupascha, Sarva Rupaha Cha, and Sarva Atitaha, he is beyond all these, beyond everything. So Sarva Atma is because Satchidanandam is the essence of all entities. So Dridrishya Viveka says that Asti Bhati Priyam Rupam Namam Chetyam Shapanchakam Adyatrayam Jagat Rupo, sorry, Adyatrayam Brahma Rupo Jagat Rupo Tato Dvayam. Any entity that we take, any object that has five components, Sat, Chit, Anandam, those are three, and then Nama, Rupam, these five. Sat, Chit, Anandam is the Brahman, nature of Brahman, whereas Nama, Rupam is what we call as Jagat. So, the essence of all entities that we see, difference is only with respect to Nama, Rupam. Satchidanandam is the same in all beings because existence can be illumined only by the Chit or Brahman. So Sarva Atma, Atman means essence. So difference is in Nama Rupam. Remove that difference, that is the essence. Nama Rupam is not an essence because it is only an illusion. So the essence of all beings, everything, not beings, everything is Brahman, this Atman, that is why it's called Sarvatma. And it is all the Nama Rupam is also Brahman. Why? The water seen in desert is desert alone. The water, if there is no water, the water, if we see water, still it is desert only. So any nama rupam that we see, it is Brahman alone. That means that therefore it is sarva rupaha. It is all rupam is Brahman alone. Yet sarva atitaha, it is beyond everything. If everything, we consider everything as nama rupam, then Brahman is beyond nama rupam, because he is the essence of the nama rupam, because he is eternal, and the nama rupam is only an illusion. Therefore he is sarva atitaha, he is beyond everything. Whatever that we can find in the world, he is beyond it, because he pervades all of these, and all of these are temporary, whereas he is nityam. So nityam, the nitya vastu is always beyond the anitya vastu. Even as and the substratum of an illusion is beyond the beyond the illusion. The water, the desert, in which water is seen, desert is the substratum, water is an illusion. Desert is beyond water because it is its substratum. The substratum is always beyond the illusion. The substratum pervades the illusion, yet is beyond illusion. Because illusion is temporary, whereas the substratum is eternal. Therefore, he is sarva atitaha. So thus, when a person negates, when a person negates the sthula and sukshma sharira from the Atman, then he will find that the Atman is different from these two sharira. The Atman is Purusha, that Purusha who is Ishvara, who is the controller of all, controller of everything, because everything comes from him. Everything is seen in him. Everything comes from him as the Karanam. Everything is seen in him as the substratum or Adhishthanam. And he is Sarva Atma. He is the essence of all beings. He is also the Nama Rupam, because Nama Rupam is an illusion. Any illusion is a substratum alone. Therefore, he is the essence. He is the Nama Mithya Nama Rupam. And he is beyond the Mithya Nama Rupam, because he is eternal, whereas Nama Rupam is an illusion. So when a person thus negates and finds out his nature to be Atman, Aham Atma, I am that Atman. If I know that I am the Atman, which is all pervasive, which is everything, which is the essence of everything, which is all Nama Rupam, then I will not be affected by the differences in the Nama Rupam. Problems start when we have Dvaitam. We have Dvaita Bhavam. When we see one thing and differentiate it from the other. Let's say I see Rama and I see Krishna. When I see Rama and Krishna as distinct and distinct from me, then I'll either be attached to Rama or averted to Krishna. So let's say I like Rama, I don't like Krishna. So I have like toward Rama and I have dislike towards Krishna. That means Rama will, when something happens to Rama, something happens to the person I like, I become sad. And when something good happens to the person I don't like, I dislike, I become sad. And vice versa also happens. So the problem in life, the suffering, is because of Dvaita Bhavam, because of considering Dvaita to be real. But when I know that everything is in essence Brahman, the Nama Rupam as well is Brahman, Nama Rupam is as well the Atman that I am, then I will not become attached to anybody or averted to anybody. Therefore, I don't have any like or dislike, because both Rama and Krishna are Brahman alone, are me alone. Therefore, I don't have any like towards Rama, I don't have any dislike towards Krishna. Therefore, I don't get affected by whatever happens in the world. And if I think that I am the Nama Rupam, everything is me alone, there can be a doubt that when everything or the Nama Rupam is changing, that means I am changing. Therefore, in order to negate that change alone in Brahman, which is the Nama Rupam, Shankara says that I am beyond it. So though I am the Nama Rupam, even as the water is desert alone, yet the water, the changes in water that we may perceive, is not in desert. Because the search is beyond water. Therefore, I am all Namarupam, yet I am beyond the changes, beyond the modification, beyond the illusory changes, illusory modification, seemingly appearing changes of the Namarupam. Therefore, though everything is changing in the world, yet I remain as the changeless substratum of Brahman. When I remain as the changeless substratum of Brahman, then I'll be ever blissful. So that is what is the main purpose, to realize myself as that Atman which is Sarvatma, which is Sarvarupam, yet which is Sarvatitam. Through negation of the body from the Atman, differentiation of the body from the Atman. It is after this that Shankara said that when we analyze the characteristics of the Deham and Atma, then we know that the Deham is different from the body, therefore Dehatma Bhavam, Dehatmatvam is negated, Nivaritam, and Prapanchasya Mithyatvam Siddham. So Prapanchasya Mithyatvam Siddham, we establish the unreality of the world, which Shankara would be explaining from the 43rd shloka. We'll see the rest tomorrow. Hey.